dial toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we launch here into the third hour. We still have, I believe, Faye with us. Faye called in last hour from listening to WFLA down in Tampa. And when she opened her call, we were in agreement. She was talking about this silly Earth Hour thing where people are being encouraged to turn off all of your lights and all of your appliances or whatever it is that they're... I think it's turning off lights at the very least.
Mother Earth hates electricity.
Right. Don't use electricity because it's going to save the Earth or something. And so CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, introduced, what was it called, Mark?
Human Achievement Hour. It oddly runs at exactly the same time, and you can celebrate human achievements in whatever form you like, whether it's baseball bats or whether it's electricity, the combustion engine, which has done amazing things for life here on right. planet Earth.
Rev up your car engine out front of your house or something like that, celebrating human productivity or creativeness and all of the wonderful things that we've created. So you started with that, Faye, and then you started getting into partisan politics, which just doesn't fly here on Free Talk Live because you denied that...
Because it's not Free Talk Live?
It's Free Talk Live.
Well, you can talk about it. We're just not going to agree with you.
Right, you can talk about anything, see? And, and as you can see, we're still here talking to you because I found you incredibly an interesting caller. So Mark pointed out that all presidents have been dictators since Abraham Lincoln, including Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
And you disagreed with that. And, of course, you pointed out that I'm just recapping for our listeners here. You pointed out that the Republican presidents were not dictators and that they are good guys. And then you talked about Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which I wanted to jump into that real quick before
I want to hit the Iraq War.
I know you want to hit the Iraq War. Hang on. Just one thing about Hiroshima and Nagasaki. You said that it was saving lives to drop bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And I don't know if I've ever heard a more absurd statement on this show.
You know what? That's because that stopped World War II.
No, it was about to end.
No, World War II was over at that point.
It definitely stopped it, didn't it?
Can you please fill Faye in real quick? We're going to put Faye on hold for just a moment.
I know that this is not what you heard in public school, and it's certainly not what you want to hear now.
They didn't teach me this.
But the fact is, Japan was beaten by the time we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They were beaten. In fact, they were parlaying to the Russian ambassador. They were back and forth. Their ambassador, the Russian, who were our allies at the time. They were on our side before they weren't on our side, before they were on our side again. And they had said, basically, we're willing to give up as long as the emperor can still be considered a god. Well, we didn't go for that crap.
When you say we, you mean the president at the time.
Right, the guy who was making the decisions. And so the United States didn't go for that, and they decided that, we're going to take this to Japan's door. Now, essentially what you've got here is, for an analogy's sake, you've got a guy who's got both of his arms broken, both of his legs broken, but he's a danger, so you have to go up and shoot him in the head.
That's what they're claiming.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
I mean, the war was over.
All right, Faye, are you there?
I'm listening to you guys gab on. Yeah.
We're just talking about history. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you know what? War is not pretty. It is a necessity. It always will
a
be.
A necessity.
And people will get killed. Now, it depends on who is the more forceful and the more powerful of the two. Because there's good and there's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And should the evil prevail... With the way it's going right now, good will not.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Faye.
Stronger of the two. Look, if I'm in a fight with someone, and you guys, I have four brothers. Give me a break.
You
were brought up. You don't go into a fight and put your hands behind your back.
I'm not suggesting that we go into any fights with our hands behind our backs, Faye.
No,
I'm suggesting that before we jump into a fight, Faye, that we should use our heads instead of just jumping in.
Oh, come on. What, are you going to talk the guy to death?
Who?
No,
who are you talking about?
You get them down and you keep them down and
right.
you don't let them.
How
back
many
up.
Countries do you think we can do that to at one time? Here's my question to you. Okay, we're in Iraq right now, right?
We've I'm not. I'm
we're doing
New
it.
Answer.
The United States.
Fine job.
Right. Your sons are doing a great job killing people in Iraq. That's fine. Now there are 7,000 Americans dead in the war on terror. God knows how many injured. How many will have to pay for the rest of their lives if they're lucky? Because the United States government might decide that they're not going to take care of them. You know how that goes with the VA and all that good stuff. And there's tens of thousands of Iraqis and other folks dead. I'm getting to a question, Faye. Faye, this is the reason we put you on hold before. Wait. Tens of thousands of people, Arab people, are killed in this war. And the guy who we're told did it is still running around free. Was it worth it?
They kill their women because they dishonor the family, so they just decapitate them.
You know? The Jews circumcise their kids. Should we wipe them out?
That's amazing to me. You know, Stalin wiped out almost his whole nation. And if you look,
so did Abraham Lincoln.
Obama is very much like Stalin. I think you should watch a documentary on the two. Just like him and Fidel Castro.
Nobody's
and
defending
Castro,
Obama.
Hey, this is how stuck you are in this paradigm.
You aren't even listening.
You're stuck in your paradigm. I think Obama is a terrible president, okay? I think he's doing a crappy job. And I think he's almost as bad as George Bush, because George Bush had 8 years. Obama's only had a few weeks.
Right. So we're not defending Obama.
Obama has an agenda. Wow. Not necessarily him, because he's been put in there.
You are
amazing. Who the hell doesn't have an agenda?
He has an
agenda. They all have agendas, Faye.
If we do not open our eyes, you know that last commercial of planting a garden? We better be planting a garden,
yep.
raising our own chickens, and all of these people that have nice dogs around.
We've got to go to some calls here. Will is on the line. He would like to talk to you. Will from Watertown, listening to WTNY. Hey, Will. Hey, you're on with Faye from Florida.
How you doing? Faye, got a couple things. First off, I am in the military, all right? And I want to preface all this by just saying I'm not speaking for the military.
How could you?
I have a problem with your, of course, I'm just one person, all right? But how can you? How can you say we don't want out of Iraq, that we don't want out of Afghanistan?
How can I
say
that?
What gives you the justification?
Do the people there want us out so that they can be squished again?
Sorry, they want us out.
If they have their government intact and their police in order there, you know, to keep their country safe.
But at what
safe,
cost, Faye?
And their
how,
people
how much,
safe.
How much is it going to take?
Fine. Get out. Get out.
Faye, you made the comment about Arabs killing their women. I think that's deplorable. All right?
You know that darn good and well.
He thinks it's deplorable. Are you even listening to what people are saying to you, Faye?
How are we willing to become, I think we are, to become evil ourselves by being Johnny Liberty Seed and trying to spread freedom all across the world while we're being a pretty bad example here at home? You know, what will we become to try and correct all that?
I think your question's a little too deep for Faye, but it was a great question, and thank you for the call. Yes, Faye, you're still there. Do you have an answer? Faye's gone. All right. Well, 800-259-9090. I couldn't take any more than this segment anyway. Wow. It was like you couldn't even bounce anything close to her cognitive dissonance. I mean, the amount
Republicans are good. Jesus is a Republican. He'd kill those damn Arabs.
You couldn't even say anything that she would be able to comprehend or recognize as a coherent statement, because anything you say, she would just pick up on some tangential factor to it and then just riff on some Republican talking point. As a result result of that. I still think she believes that we think Obama's a great guy after we made it crystal clear that Obama's as bad a guy as Abraham Lincoln was. Well, he hasn't really
had a chance to really kill people, although he's done a pretty good job in his first few weeks.
He's increased troops in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan. He's attacked Pakistan plenty. And,
he has no problem killing brown people around the world.
Absolutely, and he'll threaten the American people by telling them that if they don't pay their increased taxes to get rid of this burden that we've got from the rich people, that he'll throw them in jail.
800-259-9231. You dial in. You bring up what you want, your thoughts on this or anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You're listening to the Midas Resources Minute.
Hello, this is Bob Chapman at the International Forecaster again. The second half of 2009 is not going to be a good experience. Washington and Wall Street continue to treat the consequences rather than the causes of the crisis. The result will be further worldwide disintegration, the realization that the present system, in use since 1948, is now history.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That will become more evident after the failure of the up-and-coming G20 meeting. The U.S., England, and Europe will lose their capacity to control events. We are looking at tragedy. There is no other way to describe what is going to take place. It will look like 1871 and 1933 all over again.
For a free copy of the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on that list for free, updates.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with a free account at it's an easy-to-use email alternative, privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com.
So we continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Ladies first, Marie is on the line listening to WSC-FM. Marie, you're on Free Talk Live. Marie, are you there?
Okay.
Hey, you're on
Hello?
The air.
Okay, I hear
you. Here you are.
I love your show.
Thanks, Marie.
But I really want people to quit whining and being crybabies and, you know, rallying against the United States. I mean, we're so lucky to be Americans. We can actually get up on the radio airwaves nationally and talk against our president without being stolen in the middle of the night, shot, beheaded, hands cut off, everything.
There's no doubt. That's nice.
It's really great. And, you know, it's the sort of freedom that people around the world should have, and I absolutely want that for them, that they can speak out against their government with safety. And, you know, I feel that the freedom of speech to some extent has been compromised here in the United States, but the freedom
That's
of the
correct.
Speech and freedom of the press are still, you know, great things that we enjoy. So we here in America have the freedom to complain, and it's nice.
Right, that's great, but you know what I'm really sick of? I'm sick of the whining little crybabies that don't realize how lucky they are to live in the United States of America.
So when you say whining, can you give me an example? Can you give me an example?
Oh, it's because of our military.
Christ, I mean, I wasn't crazy about George Bush. I'm not crazy about Barack Obama. Too bad. Ted Kennedy put him in. He's been in there for like a month and a half, 2 months?
Something
and the guy can't wipe his nose without everybody freaking out and saying, oh, he's a socialist. Oh, he's a communist. He's killing all these people. Leave the guy alone for crying out loud.
It's really not fair. I mean, he's as much of a socialist as George Bush was a socialist, and that is they're both socialists. I mean, that's true. So you're saying that people shouldn't be critical?
I think people should all get together and get behind what we have and fix what we've got instead of, you know...
Get behind what we have.
Yeah. Right, but
yeah,
maybe what we have...
Our Constitution.
Get behind
our Constitution and all of us as an American.
So then, if you want to get behind the Constitution... Hang on, Marie. Now, let's hold you to what you just said here.
Okay.
You want to get behind the Constitution. And you know what? I like the Constitution. It was a nice try. It was a good idea. Those founding fathers, they had the best of intentions. So I used to be a big fan of the Constitution. Now, let's take a look here and see what you just said. Let's get behind
the
Constitution.
The oldest form of government
now, the
for 200 years.
That's a nice fact there. The Constitution says that there should be no standing army. How do you feel about that?
What? Where does it say that there should be no standing army?
In the
army?
One you were supposed to have read when you got up before you got on the radio.
No, I've read the Constitution.
Isn't
right.
it Section 8?
Right.
That sounds right. All I can tell you is that the Founding Fathers... Ma'am?
You know what? We wouldn't be able to sit here and bash anything in the States, anything about the United States...
Yeah.
If we didn't have a standing army, because people here.
Okay, let's back that up.
Okay, so no more Constitution.
This is the fight I'm looking for. Okay, so back that up. Let's remove the Pacific Theater of World War II. Let's remove that from the argument. Let's remove the Mexican-American War. Which other war? Not those two. Did we need a military in order to not have the freedoms that we have today?
We need a military now.
We have a military now.
If we didn't have the military now. These
Canada?
Suckers would be over here telling us what to do,
who
and we'd be dressing in sheets. Believe me, when I tell you.
So it's the Muslims,
I'm Arab American, okay? So I have a right to.
Right, she's an Arab, Mark, so she can trash on
people.
Well,
partially, my grandfather was an Arab American, and a lot of them live here and are happy here, enjoy the United States of America, and enjoy the law.
Maybe we should make it more like Israel, like actually have military in the streets in America.
You know, here in the this Constitution that you've been talking about, we have the Second Amendment. Now, tell me exactly how the Arabs Tell me how the Arabs would invade the United States with
military?
As many guns in the United States as we have people. There are 270 million guns. There are 270 million people, and that's just the guns they have counted. Tell me exactly how the Arabs would invade.
If we didn't have a military, they would be here, believe me, and they wouldn't be the only country that was here.
How?
You have to explain how.
By air, by any which way.
Okay, so the Arabs are going to get here, what, in their air force?
Arabs? Which ones?
Well, not just them, but there would be bombs going off all over the place if we didn't have a military and military intelligence and all that. We need that stuff.
No, I disagree entirely. I think that the military creates the problem and makes the reason that people that in fact fly planes into our buildings.
Okay.
If it wasn't for the military being over there, and I'm not saying the soldiers, I'm saying the people that put them there, if it wasn't for them being there, nobody'd want to attack us.
Marie, if you're saying that
you
bombs...
You know something? That in a way, I hear what you're talking about.
That's good. Glad you can hear it.
None of us want a war.
Especially the soldiers.
I don't want us to be there either. There's obviously an agenda that we know nothing about, the reason that we are there in the first place.
It's very simple. The people that run this country and every other country
are
power-hungry mongers that want to rule the world. It's simple.
That's the explanation.
I agree.
Right.
Okay, so Marie,
then let's take their most powerful tool away from them and stop calling their most powerful tool some kind of gift from God that gave us free speech.
No,
it didn't. It gave the politicians the ability to kill people. That's all.
But hear this, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's say that we had no military, in the United States.
Happy days.
All right? Now, you have a nice, I'm sure, you have a nice apartment or house or whatever.
Yeah,
you
I live in a farm.
A farm. Oh, especially a farm.
I have a house.
Do you think actually somebody is not going to want what you have?
Look, my neighbor has 26 guns. I think I'll be okay.
You said,
Marie. Okay, that's your neighbor, but you're telling me that, okay, we just have the country like it is and just leave it alone and we can have all our stuff and nobody's going to come here and want something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. The United States is blessed, and you can say it's blessed by God to be surrounded by two neighbors that we have gotten along with for a very long time. The oldest undisputed border in the world is between the United States and Canada. Canada and Mexico are huge countries that it would take a very difficult time to fight a land war on.
But
if you know about the military, you would know that you need boots on the ground in order to take over a country. You can't put boots on the ground in the United States. The fact is that there are so many people with guns. If the Arabs were landing, I'd be on the shore shooting them.
Now, wait. Marie said they were going to drop bombs, too.
What
sense does that
make? We have more illegal guns in the United States than we have legal guns, okay?
It's still guns in Americans' hands. Who cares? You're talking about defending
your... We have illegal guns all over the world, but especially... We have probably 20-1 illegal guns.
So what?
I want people to be armed. Armed society is a polite society. Guns are good.
Marie, you said earlier. Marie, you said earlier you believe that there'd be boats with Middle Eastern people on them.
Oh yeah, we'd have bombs going off.
Bombs would be going off. So what I want
to
know, Marie, what I want to know from you, and we're gonna bring you back. Or would Marie here? Marie, hang on. I'm gonna bring you back. We're gonna need more time. 800-259-9231 is the number. If there's going to be bombs going off and troops arriving, if there's no military, why isn't that happening to Costa Rica? They don't have a military. Why would they be going after the United States? We'll ask Marie that coming up.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years.
Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Talk Live. It's the Saturday show. You can dial in and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking things international, war specifically, the military, and actually the military at home and whether or not it should even exist. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. See it at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Participation is free, and the IHS covers meals and housing. Seminars are for those simply curious about libertarian philosophy, to those passionate about liberty, even those who want career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures relevant to each career path. Go to libertarianseminars.com and register today. The deadline is March the 31st. It's libertarianseminars.com.
You know, Mark, it seems from my observation that conservatives are just as likely to throw the Constitution aside as liberals, so-called conservatives.
It gets in the way. You know,
so-called
liberals. You've got to listen in on telephone conversations and stuff.
They both love to appeal to it. They both love to talk about how they want to follow it and honor it and respect it and all of that.
And, you know, the moment it was signed by the first state, you know, they stopped, it stopped being respected and followed. I'm sorry. You can look at constitutional breaches throughout the years. There's no time that it's been followed.
And it's so easy to get them to just throw it away. I mean, we got Marie in South Carolina, who's still with us, by the way, listening to WSC-FM, to just throw the Constitution right out the window right after she told us how important it was to her. We pointed out that the Constitution specifies that there should be no standing military. It was the intention of founding fathers like Thomas Jefferson to avoid having Washington to avoid having a standing army because they knew that it was the greatest threat to liberty. I believe that isn't that a Jefferson quote? The greatest threat to liberty.
He was pretty big on the banks too.
He didn't like banks either. But yeah, I mean, so clearly there was no army that was expected to be standing for the United States. If an army were to be formed, it was only supposed to last for 2 years. It says that right in the Constitution, and then Marie just threw that right out the window. Oh, now the Constitution doesn't matter.
You wouldn't
anymore.
Have the rest of the freedoms of the military if the military wasn't
right
there.
Because it's because of the military, the U.S. military, that anybody has freedoms. And so I asked the question, Marie, are you still there?
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
So you said that if it weren't for the military, there'd be bombs dropping, there'd be invasions, specifically by Middle Eastern people, for whatever reason they want to invade and kill Americans. And so I'm curious, why aren't they doing that to Costa Rica? There's no military there.
Costa Rica, we have military in Costa Rica.
Who's we?
We sure do. The United States of America has military in a lot of countries.
Is that okay with you?
131.
Is that all right with you?
Many, many countries. I imagine that, you know, I mean, it's okay with me. It's military intelligence. A lot of it.
So it doesn't matter. Constitution, schmonstitution, right? Do you believe the founding fathers intended for the U.S. military to be used as a world's police force?
I'm not sure. I don't even know where that part is in the Constitution.
Well, I can tell you that the...
I'm going to have to go through it. It's been like 10 years since I've read through the Constitution.
Well,
but I'll tell you something right now. The only reason that we can sit up here right now and slap our jaws about the United States is this, and this is no good, and we don't need an army, and we don't need this and that, is because we live in the United States of America. We have a military.
Well, I don't understand the correlation,
because
and I've asked you to back it up.
Gosh,
is it my turn,
Somalia.
Ma'am? Please, I understand. There's a lot of problems with colonialization in Africa that probably don't have anything to do with having a standing military. As a matter of fact, their standing militaries are slaughtering their people there. So I don't think
Some of them are.
Yes.
And that's why. That's
guys
why
with
we're there.
Look, bureaucrats are inefficient, and they do what they're told by their superiors, whether they have guns
I
or
agree.
Not.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with that statement, too.
How
but
will
I'm
you
saying,
feel?
Let's fix what we got, okay? Instead
yeah.
of like.
Great. Then let's pull all the military guys in from the 131 nations that they're in around the world, the over, 700 military bases that we have in other countries.
I know.
Let's bring them home and let's put them to work in the free market where they can be productive.
I mean, right now we've got a lot of problems in the United States.
Uh-huh. How about we
right
put them
now
in the streets?
We have a lot of problems.
Wait, let's put the U.S. military in the streets
we'll just
of the United
them as
States.
Yeah, I believe that in the Constitution, that's what they meant by a standing army, standing in the street and
oh,
and
so you thought it'd be okay to have
their houses.
Right, so it's not good to have them in the streets, but it's okay to have them in other country streets. Is that what you're saying?
I think that when they are here, when we have the National Guard here, you know, in cases like Katrina or other situations where there are disasters or there's an imminent threat of danger to the people, that's different. I think that what they intended was the fact that they didn't want the military turning on the citizens of the United States.
So what would you define turning on the citizens as?
Basically denying people life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
How about this? Let me run a scenario by you here right quick, and we're going to get to a phone call for you.
Okay.
Let's say that the U.S. military is in the streets of an Alabama town. And let's say it's for emergency purposes. Let's say there's a flood or, you know, something's going on.
Right.
There's a hurricane coming through. And they're on the streets of an Alabama town. They've set up a checkpoint. And every vehicle that comes up to the checkpoint is stopped by these Marines. And they're checked and they're, you know, they're asked questions. And they, you know, they're asked if they have any guns. And if they have any guns, the guns are confiscated. How do you feel about that?
Well, until you put the guns in that situation, I was fine with it because, you know, during a disaster, of course, you know, there will be predators and there will be people that are not psychologically well.
Many of whom are in the military.
Right.
Do you
understand that this has been done right here in the United States? The military's been employed to disarm its citizens. And you know what happens when you tell the soldier, look, you'll get my gun lead first over my cold, dead body, pal. You know what happens then?
Because that's a threat.
Well, you don't coming on my property and asking for my guns when you're wearing camo and got an M16 slung over your shoulders and a threat?
I'm totally against people coming on your property and asking for guns.
Well, how do they get on my property to ask for guns?
Are you talking New Orleans?
I'm talking it's actually happened in Kansas, too.
During what time?
It was relatively recent, but during the floods. It does it really matter when it was?
But yeah, it's okay with you then, Marie, to have the military, since you don't you are against the military taking guns from Americans, but you are in favor of the military taking guns from Iraqis?
How did we go from Kansas to Iraqis?
I'm just asking you, if you're against it in America, are you in favor of it in Iraq?
Our military taking guns from Iraqis?
Yes, yes.
I think that we're at war over there. I think that you know, that has to be.
Oh, okay.
I'm not over there.
Just
right
listening
now.
To you make excuses and contradict yourself. Let's go to the phones.
I'm not contradicting.
Let's talk to
them. They're not good enough to protect themselves.
You're talking about.
Yeah, those Iraqis, don't let them keep their weapons and protect themselves. They should just rely on the military. But us Americans, we don't need you. But yeah, we do need you. You're all over the place, Marie. Dan, you're on with Marie.
Oh, Marie, how you doing today, Marie?
How are you?
I'm concerned for you because you had mentioned about these illegal guns. Are these those kind of illegal guns that would have certain kind of mechanism that would only allow them to defend crack dealers but wouldn't allow them to repel invaders? And you say that the military has fought for freedom, and I want to make sure that we're real, real clear on this, Marie. And I want to plant a little seed in your mind, okay? And Mark and Ian, they're going to water the seed and maybe provide. And I think you're providing plenty of fertilizer.
You better plant the seed because we're short on time, man.
Okay, here we go.
You guys are bringing up a lot of issues.
If the military is so much about defending our freedom, why are we not more free than before these wars started? Why are we less free? The military is not defending my freedom. A guy over there in Afghanistan, Iraq, or anywhere in BF, Egypt, or whatever, shooting brown people and stuff, is not making me free.
Thank you, Dan, for the call. The question was, why are we not more free if the military is so great at protecting freedom?
We're sitting here shooting our mouths off about the military.
What about the Patriot Act? That came after the military was sent over there.
And we eat good food every day. We can go to the supermarket.
Yep,
it's a good life as a slave. That's right. We get the supermarket and internet and television and beer and all kinds of distractions. How about the 50% of the income that they take from you, Marie? How about the 50 to 60 to 70% of the money that you pay every year to various different governments? Does that make you feel free?
I'm glad to give my taxes to this government.
That's right. Just like a good beaten slave. That's right. I'm proud to give my cotton to the master. He allows me to eat a nice meal every day. Thanks, Marie. 800-259-9231. Master doesn't beat me if I give him my cotton that I've harvested from the fields. It's a good life working for Master. He allows me to leave and go to the grocery store sometimes. And he lets me keep 10% of the cotton that I earned.
And complain.
Oh, yeah, we can complain to him, too. He won't. He doesn't have to listen, but we can complain.
Yeah, he
Free
certainly
talk live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet.
quiet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You can learn how to promote the show over at promote.freetalklive.com. Help get us into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com, because my goodness, do people need to hear the ideas of freedom. They just don't get it. Mark, can you share that Thomas Jefferson quote briefly? I know it's relatively short.
Okay.
Since we've been talking about a standing army, and you was Article 1, Section 17?
Well, Article 1, Section 17. Did a little research on it. It's not that difficult.
Where it says that basically there should be no army for more than 2 years, and it should only be brought out for a specific time frame, and 2 years is the max.
Right. Thomas Jefferson says there are instruments so dangerous to the rights of the nation and which place them so totally at the mercy of their governors. You see, the founding fathers were worried about the government because they knew what it was like to have a tyrannical government that taxed them at about a 3% rate.
Mm.
Yeah. And they found that to be abhorrent. Where have our guts gone? Anyway. Those governors, whether legislative or executive, that means it doesn't matter if you get to vote for them or not, should be restrained from keeping such instruments on foot, but in well-defined cases. Such an instrument is a standing army.
There you go.
That's it.
Straight from old TJ's mouth.
Yep.
So you denied that the Founding Fathers, you thought the Founding Fathers were in favor of military.
War is the health of the state.
Yeah.
That's it. Look, it's, you know.
They knew that.
It's good for companies in the military-industrial complex, which Eisenhower warned us about, everybody. You know, good old Ike. He said, beware the military-industrial complex. Well,
no one
sorry.
Was wary enough.
They will twist information, and they will get whatever it takes in order to get your sons and daughters blown to pieces with their stuff.
We got to go to your phone calls here. We're going to try to get as many of you in here before the show's over as possible. So let's talk to Eric, listening to WFLA in Florida. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind tonight, Eric?
Oh, actually, I weighed in a long time back when we were talking about the privacy issue.
Yes, sir.
I'll just go through that real quick, but I'd like to also make a comment on World War II, if I could.
Yeah, sure.
Quick.
Try to redeem Florida's reputation after Faye, although that might be impossible.
We were born and raised in Florida. We know all about its reputation.
Right. End of story.
Yeah, anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
So anyway, as far as privacy goes, technology is advancing so quickly that pretty soon we're going to be able to be seen and heard anywhere we go. So I think the privacy line should start at our bodies. You know, no drug testing, no medical records, no nothing. We should have at least the inside of our skin to our complete privacy into ourselves, because Lord knows government's going to try to take over everything else anyway. No microchips in you, none of that stuff.
I think you're right, but I will go back to what I said earlier about privacy, and that is that if you want privacy, you have to work toward it. Whether it's privacy for where you live, whether it's privacy for what you do, whether it's your name that you want to keep private, or whether it's the internals of your body that you want to keep private, if you are putting your internals somewhere else outside of you, then they're subject to being collected. And what I mean by that is if you don't want somebody to know what's going on inside you, maybe you should think about not putting things in the trash, like, you know, the swabs, cotton swabs, things like that. Somebody could do a DNA scan on something. I don't know. I'm reaching here, but my point is that if it's inside you, I agree, it should be yours. But if you put things that are inside you out, then someone else can take them. So not even that is truly private these days.
Well, yes, you're absolutely correct. And that's, you know, where we're going to go. I think the only way, though, that we can earn our privacy is, and this may sound a little bit radical here, but to take it at the point of a gun. I believe gun owners should be mandatory for every man, woman, and child here in the United States.
Well, I'm for guns. However, I don't think anything should be mandatory.
Okay,
if somebody doesn't want one, then...
Right. Okay. Yeah, what good is it going to do to put a gun in the hands of somebody that doesn't want one?
The government, you know, wants very badly for people not to have guns. They disarm all kinds of different victims out there. And, you know, I agree that everybody should be able to own a gun, but I don't think that, you know, somebody who doesn't want one in their house should have
one. And go ahead with your final thought. We got to get some more calls.
Oh, okay. Yes. I think what Faye was trying to talk about World War II by saying the atomic bomb actually cut off people dying... What she was trying to explain and apparently didn't have the understanding of it was that the U.S. was preparing an operation for the invasion of Japan. I think it was either Operation Coronet or Operation Downfall. And what she was thinking at the time was that if we bomb them out now, they'll surrender and we'll save all these American lives.
That's right, because to people like Faye, other people's lives around the world don't mean anything. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Livewire, listening to WFTL in Florida. Livewire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Quick comments.
Yes,
first of all, I contacted the local administrator of your program, WFTL, the comment line this week to tell them they need to have you the full 3 hours on Saturday, because right now they got some Hocus Pocus nonsense.
Oh, yeah, the ghost guy or whatever.
Hocus Pocus.
What's the show they got on? It's like some ghost talker guy or something like that, right?
Yeah, right. You got a dead relative, call that imbecile, and he'll supposedly have a conversation with
the dead relative. Well, I thank you for doing that, Livewire, and I encourage others around the country, if you're listening to us on the radio and you're not getting all 3 hours of the Saturday show, or better yet, you're not getting the entire weekday show, call your local talk station. If they're carrying us, thank them for carrying us and ask for more Free Talk Live. And if they're not carrying us at all, call them and ask them for Free Talk Live. It really can make a difference. I think eventually we can see a third hour showing up on WFTL. But what else were you calling about tonight?
Okay, also, I've been enjoying the banter this evening. All the parameters have had me laughing. And also, Jesus loves puke, too. And the most important comment is that the developments in the boycott of the Kellogg's company there are developments taking place, and I would like to provide an announcement as to what they are.
Okay.
I happened into a supermarket just recently, and I saw some stickers in the cereal lane, stickers on Kellogg's boxes offering like a dollar off now. Well, I would just like them to know that they might put stickers on there that say the boxes were free, and then I might consider having some. But for now, anything Kellogg, and I went to their website finally today to see just how big they are and their tentacles are, and it is a publicly traded company, so for all of you shareholders out there, which they announced on the website that shares in 2007 were at 44 cents, and now they're at, in 08, it was at 47 cents or some nonsense like that. Well, with this boycott, we're going to drive their share ratings down to like 1 cent per share if they're lucky.
Good. They deserve it. And the reason this is going on is because of the Michael Phelps thing, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Because they mishandled the whole situation. In fact, when you go to the website, they don't even mention they had any association with him at all. They don't. It's not even that they announced that they ended their association with him. They apparently don't want to identify that they had any association with him.
Oh, yeah, they've wiped him out. Yeah, they've wiped him out. So
I would just like to say they're a bunch of cowards that are the president and CEO of whatever type of operation they got going on there.
Yep.
And they have no testicles that are in use.
There are all kinds of other wonderful cereal and snack manufacturers out there that you can buy your food products from. Private label brands are a great way to save some money. I mean, it's a down economy. LiveWire, thank you for the call tonight, by the way, and kind words. But it's a down economy, right? You need to save a little bit of money. Don't go. I mean, stay away from Kellogg's. They're bad company, number one. But number two, you can save more money by buying the private label. Buy the store brand Pop-Tarts or buy the, I mean, that's the, it's Kellogg's, that's their brand label, but buy the imitation Pop-Tarts or whatever you call them, the private label toaster pastries, I guess is what they're called. Buy the private label cereals. They're just as good. 800-259-9231. We go to Dennis, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Dennis,
hey guys,
you're on the air.
I really enjoy you guys. You're challenging. You're intelligent. But you guys really pummeled the hell out of Faye and Marie tonight. And well, they set themselves up to it. They're very emotional. But the fact is, you know, Thomas Jefferson, when he said a military should be in place for 2 years or more, was at a point where, you know, the Brits, the French, the Portuguese, they made their living off of pirating each other's shipments. The world has changed. The world has changed.
Yes. You don't think that there's big corporations that make their livings off of, you know, people getting blown up now?
Oh, I think they make profit off of it, but there's a bigger scheme here because you can't let a country, technology has evolved. You can decimate the entire world's population with one germ, one nuke, well, not one nuke, but there are countries with assets, and if they're allowed to expand those assets without control, they can become very dangerous. So U.S. policy for a very long time has been, look, we want to be a trader, we want to be free, we want to be good, but you know what? We can't let you endanger the rest of the world.
So we're going to endanger the rest of the world by provoking you.
So we're going to threaten every single one of the people that lives in our country and steal money from them so we can send our men with guns around the rest of the world and enforce our way.
Right.
What a great deal. That's freedom, baby. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. To anyone that didn't get on, much apologies. Call us Monday night. We'll talk to you then and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes